KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:06, it's cloudy. The temperature's stuck at 56 degrees. We look for skies to become mostly sunny later this morning and a high around 74. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. The Iowa Supreme Court will formally hear details of a lawsuit against Governor Terry Branstad that challenges his decision last year to close two state mental health institutes. The court is set to hear arguments today to determine if Branstad's veto of funding for the facilities in Clarinda and Mount Pleasant was proper and constitutional. The president of Iowa's largest public employees union and several Democratic lawmakers filed the lawsuit in July of 2015, shortly after Branstad vetoed funding for the facilities. Branstad has argued patients at the institutes are able to access care through other services. The lawsuit claims Iowa law requires the institutes to be open alongside institutes in Cherokee and Independence. A district court judge ruled in favor of Branstad. Officials of the Carroll School District say a gay student who was nominated to the homecoming court got a threatening group text from several Carroll High School football players. Superintendent Rob Cordes said the text told the student to commit suicide or he would die if he didn't remove himself from the court.
Obviously, it's very disappointing and upsetting that those types of comments would be made towards anyone. And, you know, it's just a very, very unfortunate mistake made by some students that certainly has provided a black eye to themselves, the school, the district, certainly the football program.
Someone printed off the exchange and left it on a coach's windshield. Cordes says this falls under the school's anti-bullying and anti-harassment policy. The administration is still gathering information, but as yet no one involved has faced any consequences. Cordes said the types of punishments the students could face is broad.
It depends on all of the circumstances that come alight in the investigation, so there can be a whole range of discipline from warnings to detentions to suspensions to whatever. What this will entail, I don't know.
Though only a few students were involved in the group messaging, Cordes says district staff members are working together to come up with ways to educate the entire student body about tolerance and acceptance. Cordes says school district officials have talked with the victim.
One of the things that the person would like to see is that people learn from this and that people learn more about the LGBT community and what it really is all about. I think there is a lot of misinformation out there. We may look at something like that, doing something during their advisory period or during some type of an assembly or having someone come in.
He says everyone, not just those involved, needs to take a lesson away from this incident.
Kids are going to make mistakes. Unfortunately, this was a big mistake, silly mistake, stupid mistake, however you want to put it. And, I'm sure that they are extremely regretful now, but they can't unring the bell.
Cordes said students, parents, or guardians with concerns should contact the Carroll High School principal, Tammy McKenzie. The Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education will hold its regular monthly meeting this evening at the high school. During the 5:30 p.m. session of the Media Center, the board will hold an election among its members for board president and vice president and act on appointing the board secretary and treasurer, followed by the administration of the oath of office for those individuals. They'll also act on possible changes to the date, time, and place of the board meetings for the 2016-17 school year. In regular business, the Atlantic School Board will hear from Justin Williams during the public comment portion of the meeting. They're also set to hear special presentations from Williams with regard to the Cass County Educational Opportunity Center, or CCEOC, and Dan Vargas with regard to the Costa Rica trip. The board will then act on approving various teacher contracts, appointment of John Becker as volunteer middle school football coach, and the resignation of Justin Williams as archery club sponsor, and other administrative matters. Prior to concluding their meeting, the Atlantic School Board will discuss progress on the search for a new superintendent and instructional athletic facilities. The Creston Police Department reports two people were arrested Tuesday and one person was arrested early this morning. 24-year-old Richie Rodriguez of Creston was arrested at around 1:45 a.m. today for possession of drug paraphernalia. Rodriguez was being held at the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. On Tuesday, Creston police arrested 29-year-old Kenneth Williams of Creston and 22-year-old Michael Bergman of Mount Air. Williams was taken into custody on a Department of Corrections warrant charging him with a parole violation. Williams was being held without bond in the Union County Jail. Michael Bergman was arrested on a charge of theft in the third degree, and he was later released on a $2,000 bond. Creston police said also a woman who resides in the 1100 block of North Walnut Street in Creston had reported Tuesday that sometime between 7 p.m. Monday and 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, someone stole an industrial door with an iron frame along with some metal rods. The items were taken from the backyard of the woman's home. The loss was estimated at $200. No injuries were reported, but one person was cited following a collision Monday evening in Union County. The sheriff's office reported yesterday 42-year-old Travis Boyce of Osceola was traveling south in the 1700 block of Highway 169 at around 4:30 p.m. Monday when he fell asleep at the wheel of a pickup. The vehicle crossed the center line of the road and collided with a northbound International straight truck driven by 23-year-old Andrew Stalkup of Mount Air. Damage to the straight truck registered to the Farmers Co-op of Afton was estimated at $15,000, while the pickup sustained $10,000 damage. Authorities cited Boyce for failure to maintain control. The news was brought to you by Well Cove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.